Wood's a lot of work, but it's handy to have around when there's no power, that's for sure. And there's no heat like it.
The way it's set up, it'll do a good job throughout the house, and I can just, instead of putting a gallon an hour in the generator to run heat pumps, I could use that and just turn the fans on to circulate some of the warm air. Certainly plenty of wood fuel around here, that's for sure.
Helene come through last year, or year before now. There's still plenty of wood to be used for heating your home with, that's for sure.
There's no doubt of that. Agreed. So I think that's the plan. Start to do some due diligence on where to go, what to get, and look at getting that done, I think. Because especially once I'm retired, I mean, it'd be a piece of cake to utilize, and I could actually utilize it through most of the winter, too.
Heating bills are not getting any cheaper, so maybe you can offset. I don't know if you got gas or electric, but maybe you can offset some of the cost on either one of those. And like I said, it is a little bit of work. It is a little dirty, but I had it all my life growing up, and sometimes I wish I still had it.
And well, this is the actual inserts that go into the fireplace. So they're a lot cleaner. They're a lot cleaner burning. They're a lot cleaner to operate. And they even have igniters in them now to start the fire. It's pretty incredible. They've come a long way. It's, you know, the standalone stove is nice, but I don't really have the spot for it there.
I have a standalone stove, but what I was referring to is just the wood chips and the general mess that comes along with wood heat inside the house. It tends to be a little messy no matter what you do with it, trying to keep it clean.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. However, if I could, you know, when I have the whole house generated as gasoline, you know, you still roll it out of the garage, but it's big enough to do the two heat pumps, actually. However, I'm telling you, Patrick, that thing must take, you know, when you got that much of a load on it, you're sucking down a gallon an hour, you know, easily.
Carrying
our 4LC
guy.
Back to you. Yeah, Matthew, I definitely understand. I've got a whole house generator that runs on propane, and then I've got some little generators if I need them for anything else. But they do consume some fuel, that's for sure. Go ahead, Andy.
4LC guy, Matthew, one thing we have to do with you all the time. Now, that flue or that, when it comes up from to the outside from your intake or your fireplace, you better be very, very careful about creosote buildup. Because if enough creosote buildup gets in there, it'll catch on fire itself, and the next thing you know, part of your place will be on fire. We have to watch that right here with this wood stove heater we got here on the other end of the house. All the time, after so much time, that stuff will build up. And you got to go in there somehow or another and get it out so that it won't burn your place down. You go ahead and, net control, turn it back to him. KI4LZI.
Yeah, I have to deal with the same thing, and I got a chimney sweep that I push down through mine a couple times a year when I'm using the wood heat. And I'm sure Matthew has had to deal with that too on the chimney.
Yeah, I got it cleaned and checked when we got here. And, you know, I only burn the hardwoods, and at the rate that I'm not heating with it. Don't forget, I'm not heating with it, although I'm using it quite a bit this year. You know, we used to do, 4 to 6 fires in it a winter, you know, and that was it. Of course, I think I've burned more wood in the last 2 weeks than I have in two years, you know, prior. So, yeah, no, you do have to maintain them. There's no doubt, and keep them clean. But these other things, they actually, the way they re-burn the air and the smoke, the efficiency is so high on them, and it actually, it cleans most of the debris out of the smoke, out of the going up, because they the way they circulate and reburn 2 to 3 times, depending upon the model of stove you get. But it's pretty incredible.
Pretty neat how they do that reburn on that. And that's kind of how the diesel exhaust system works, except they add the chemical to it, is they're just reburning it just kind of the same way. So it's pretty neat how that works, and it's a lot more efficient on the wood heat, so you use less wood to heat the house. The stove I got, it's an old stove, was passed down from through the family, so it doesn't have all that on it, but it does a real good job heating the house. And like I said, I don't use it for primary heat anymore. It's just more of a backup heat and something if I want to put a fire in.
Well, I'd be interested in using it, you know, for a little, not full primary heat, but certainly supplementary during the full season. Why not? If you're talking about possibly cutting a couple $100 off a heating bill every month, that won't take long to pay for itself, truthfully.
KO4HKX or Blue Ridge 2-Minute. Yeah, it won't take long to pay for itself as long as you're not having to buy firewood. Once you start having to buy firewood, then it's a different story. It's almost the same amount of money.
Probably right there. And I'm guessing I don't have to do that for a while, living out here. But anyway, well, that's it. I just thought I'd take you up on that topic. So I'm starting to look around for that kind of thing. But good talking to you guys, and you have a good night, and I'll get it back to you, WW4JET.
Appreciate you coming around and ragging with me for a few minutes. The one thing I learned is I'm tired of crawling under the house and thawing water lines, so I'm going to move my pressure tank and all that stuff out from under the house and build it into a little unit outside so that I can heat it and keep it warm. I'm just tired of doing that as I'm not getting any younger. So that's what I have learned over the last week and a half. Happens every year when it gets cold like this for, you know, several days in a row. I can leave the water running, got heat tape on it, and it'll still freeze for some reason right there in that one spot.
I know what you're saying. It's always something. You're absolutely right. Thankfully, we, you know, the power's out only, what it was, I guess, 2.5 days or something, I think, for us, give or take. But, hey, I tell you what, that's a lot of gasoline when the heat pumps are going. But, yeah. I was going to ask you, did you ever get into using the GMRS radio much? I mean, there's a lot of repeaters showing up around your place up there.
Actually, that's something I was going to ask you about, is reprogramming it to, because there's so many new ones up here, about doing that.
I could look at it tomorrow. I might be able to email you the... Those files don't email very well, though, unfortunately. A lot of email clients don't take those RAR files for whatever reason. But I do have it, and I have to look for it, but I do have it, and I might be able to send it to you and could certainly try it, or I could do it for you, whichever you'd like.
I'll give you a call sometime this week, and we'll talk about it. And we may have to do it like Dave showed me to do the program for this net control manager. You have to change the extension over to something that the email companies and Microsoft will allow to come through that's not executable. And then once it gets here and I download it, and then I change it to what it's supposed to be. So, but we'll talk about it. And but yeah, I have used it. And like I said, there's a couple new repeaters up here I'd like to get put into it.
Showing up there, so yeah, we'll get it done, no problem. If you have like a proton mail or something like that, we might be able to get it to work. I know I have a secure email as well that I think I can get it to work to send it to you. So as long as you got something like that, that's not it might even go to iCloud too. I mean, if you have that as well, not iCloud, but I mean. Whatever it is, the Apple email. But we'll get it done. No problem.
Matthew. Appreciate you ragtooing with me for a few minutes. We'll see if we got any more check-ins. And again, hope you and the family stay safe and warm this week. With that, we'll see if we got any more check-ins. All the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. I'm looking for check-ins or comments. I guess that's it for tonight. And with that, I invite you back tomorrow night to give Mr. Duncan a good dose of rider's cramp. And give me just a moment, and I'll send my net report. KO4HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night to all. KO4HKX. Stay warm, everybody, and have a blessed week.